And we heard earlier on the programme about young people's worries about not being able to find somewhere to live, how so many have never moved out of home and how so many are back living with their families. The availability of houses, the cost to buy them. If you're renting, trying to find one and then trying to find the money to pay the rent. The record numbers living in hotels and B&Bs. All of this is well documented and much discussed. And it is the focus of a conference today in Croke Park, organised by the Irish Home Builders Association. And our reporter Kieran Dineen is there. Kieran.
Good morning, Audrey. The theme this year of the third annual House Building Summit is more homes for more people. And clearly that's something that all of us want. The Taoiseach recently, Simon Harris recently said an ambitious target of 250,000 houses to be built over 5 years. I asked speakers here if this is possible, if it's viable. Among them was Marion Finnegan of Sherry Fitzgerald, and this is what she had to say.
Now, it would be very hard to ramp up to 50,000 a year immediately, but with the right incentives and with a plan to develop property for all over the country, all types of property, it's absolutely achievable. It's not that long ago since we were able to build almost 100,000. 50,000 should be within our grasp.
So for home sellers and would-be home buyers, what would it mean?
What it means is more choice and availability across the market. One of the biggest challenges a potential home buyer has at the moment is that the stock available to buy is very, very low, which means their choice is limited. If we can increase the stock of new homes, that also filters down into the second-hand market, so you get a greater choice of accommodation right across the country.
I'm joined here in Croke Park now by Conor O'Connell, who's the director of the Irish Home Builders Association. Conor, for some people, they'll say they've heard all of this before. We heard from young people on the show earlier who say they just can't afford to get a house. They're locked out of the market. Is there any words of comfort for them? Can this really be achievable?
Absolutely, it's achievable. It's very welcome, these increased targets. We're looking forward to the publication of the revision of the National Planning Framework, which will detail the distribution of these housing targets. But it's essential that we set optimistic goals for ourselves in housing supply in order to give confidence to young people that they can secure their own home. We've seen an increase from 21 to 22 of 45% in terms of housing output. Again, last year, another increase of 21%. So there are measures that have been introduced, including the development waiver and rebate scheme, the first home scheme, you know, the introduction of cost rental at scale. All of these are beginning to yield results. So there is hope there for the future, but it is vital now that we address the other supply determinants, such as zoned and serviced lands, in the right locations, of course, with planning permissions.
Conor, the Governor of the Central Bank has said in an interview in the Irish Daily Mail that the planning laws need serious reform. Is that how you see things?
Absolutely, but as well as the planning laws needing reform, we also need to resource the planning system right the way up from local authority level to on board Pinala level. We've seen the extra resources given to on board Pinala, and we'd be very hopeful that that will yield an increase in the quantum of planning permissions that are being delivered, as well, of course, reducing the timeframes and time-bound decision-making processes are absolutely vital for housing supply in the future.
So as you can hear, Conor there is very hopeful about the future, and that seems to be the message from many of the speakers here. So back to you in the studio, Audrey.
Kieran, thank you very much indeed. Our reporter, Kieran Dineen, reporting there from that conference taking place in Croke Park.